Would you pray with me?
跟我一起祷告。
Jesus, when you came to earth, you showed us that you're a different kind of king.
主啊，你来到世上的时候，让我们看见你是万王之王，但你跟别的王是不一样的。
You are the Lord of all, and yet you chose to be our humble Savior.
你是万主之主，万王之王，但是你却选择来到我们当中，来卑微的来侍奉我们。
I pray that this morning that you would give us the gift of your Spirit to enable us to draw near to you.
主啊，就把你的圣灵加在我们的身上，让我们能够来靠近你。
I pray that you would make us like you.
主啊，我向你祷告，让我们心里面可以喜欢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.Recently, New York City welcomed Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton.
最近呢，这个英国的威廉王子还凯特王妃到了纽约城。
Crowds cheered on the streets. The Empire State Building changed its colors to match the British flag.And the New York Times published an extensive report on the very important topic of what clothes Kate was wearing during her visit.
那街上的这个人呢，都在欢呼他们来到，然后那个帝国大厦也把灯的颜色变成了那个英国的国旗的颜色。然后《纽约时报》呢就发表了一篇文章说。凯特王妃会穿什么样的衣服呢?
While they were here, everyone wanted to meet them, from President Obama to Hillary Clinton, Chelsea Clinton, Beyonce, LeBron James, and Jay-Z.
那他们在这里的时候，所有的名人都想跟他们在一起拍一个照啊，比方说奥巴马总统，希拉里，还有希拉里的女儿，还有几个那个摇滚乐的那个名歌手，和包括那个打篮球的那个最有名的那个人，说到中文 LeBron James.
He told me that the Chinese congregation may not know all those people. They were given, as one headline put it, rock star treatment.
他们来到美国，虽然他们不是那个这个摇滚乐的歌星啊，好像他们。别人对他们的尊敬是超过对摇滚乐的那个歌星的那个尊敬。
When royalty arrives, the world stops and notices, admires and applauds, envies and imitates.
每次英国王家到的时候呢，这世界上就好像停住了一样，然后大家都看他们在做什么，然后我们都心里面对他们充满了羡慕，然后我们也想。来这个模仿他们所做的事。
Here in America, a land that threw out its British king long ago, royalty is seen as something exotic, distant, even magical, something that Disney keeps telling us lives happily ever after.
在美国，很奇怪的一件事情是，我们把我们这个统治我们的英王老早就赶走了。但是现在我们却把英国王家看成是一个非常奇妙的一个东西，然后那个我们的迪士尼乐园去看的话，就会说这英国的王家是这个他们的生活永远是非常的快乐。
When Christ was born, the rock star royal of the Mediterranean world was Caesar Augustus.
当那个这个耶稣基督诞生的时候呢？整个地中海地区呢，他相当于这个摇滚乐大歌手的这样一个身份呢，他是凯撒奥古斯都。
During his lifetime, he was the only person alive whose face everyone recognized because his image was on the coins used throughout the empire.
那摩罗马帝国所用的这个铜钱，这个硬币哈，这上面就印着他的这个模样，所以呢，那个时候。他是唯一的一个所有的人都认识的，他的脸是唯一的一个所有的人都认识的。
The adopted son of Julius Caesar Augustus rose to power during a time of intense strife and civil war.
他那个的义父啊是那个凯撒大帝哈，然后他呢在他
By first amassing tremendous wealth and military power, he was then eventually able to seize political power.
他先呢聚集了很大的财富，然后呢掌握了兵权。等他掌握了兵权了以后呢，他就掌握了政权。
He's remembered for inaugurating a long period of peace and stability within the Roman territories, and he transformed the Roman Republic into the Roman Empire.
那以他开始呢，罗马共和国就成为了罗马帝国。那作为罗马帝国的第一个皇帝呢，他就开始了一段的长治久安的这样一个时期。He
was the first to introduce a police force into Rome, a firefighting brigade. He paid for road construction throughout Italy from his own bank account, and he unified the tax code.
那他做了很多事情啊，第一呢，他是在罗马第一个建立一个这个宪兵队。 和这个消防队，他这个宪兵和消防呢，都住到这个罗马城里面了。然后他在罗马，在意大利修路呢，是用他自己的钱来修路。然后呢，他在全国呢开始那个收税。For
these reasons, he's remembered as perhaps the greatest Roman emperor.
所以，因为他所做的这些事情呢，后人就认为他是罗马帝国的最伟大的皇帝。
His achievements, though, were enforced with an iron fist.
可是他所做的这些事情呢，如果说他没有用一个铁腕来统治的话，是做不到的。
History gives us examples of his brutality.
历史书上告诉我们说，这个人是一个很残忍的人。
One day we are told Augustus thought a government official was trying to sneak up to assassinate him with a knife.
那有一天他突然异想天开的说，认为。
He had the innocent man brutally tortured and killed, even though they discovered that what Caesar thought was a dagger was actually just scrolls.
那他把这个人抓起来了，然后就施以酷刑，然后就斩首。那虽然说后来呢，他发现这个人拿的这个匕首呢，实际上只是一个经文而已。
Total earthly power over everyone living within his vast empire was not enough for Augustus, though.
对这个巨大的帝国当中的所有的人所具有的这个生杀之权，对他来说还是不够。
He also claimed to possess the power of the gods.
他告诉众人，他有神的能力。
He took the title High Priest and called himself the Divine Son, or the Son of God.
他把自己称为是大祭司，然后又把自己称为是天子。
Many throughout Italy and the Roman provinces worshipped Augustus as though he were divine.
意大利和其他所有的罗马的省份，所有的人都敬拜他，好像他是神一样。
He went so far as to name a month after himself, and even today, whether we realize it or not, we honor him during the month called, can you guess, August.
那八月份哈，这个英文叫August，这个August呢，就是他用他自己的名字奥古斯都来这个命名这样一个月份。
Luke tells us that in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world.
那路加福音就说呢，在凯撒奥古斯都的时候呢，又发出一个命令说要来人口普查整个这个罗马帝国。
You see, Rome would periodically take a census of the property that each family owned and then assess the tax that they must pay.
那这个罗马帝国那个时候是呢，过几年他就要做一个人口的普查，这样的话他可以知道你们家有多少财产，这样子呢可以决定说你要付多少税。For
this census, each person needed to return to their ancestral home.
那每次这个人口普查的时候，你要都回到自己的家乡去的。
With one proclamation, Caesar could interrupt the normal daily life of average people in province after province, forcing everyone to return home to register and then to give a portion of their wealth to Caesar.
那为了做这个登记户口呢，这个凯撒大帝就可以把所有人的这个生活都打乱了，说你们必须回到家乡，然后呢登记户口，这样子呢你可以把你的这个家里的财产呢奉献给这个帝国。
Now that is power.
这就是政权。
Yet Augustus could not imagine, even in his wildest dreams, that an even more powerful king was being born in Bethlehem.
那当时奥古斯都大帝却没有想到说，一个比他的能力远远超过他能力的一个真正的王是在这个伯利恒要诞生了。
Instead of the ambition that drove Augustus to exalt himself above all others, love motivated this king to pour out all that he had so that he might be born as a peasant child among the oppressed, downtrodden people of God.
那奥古斯都他做王，他是用什么来做王？他心里面的这个动机呢，只是他个人的野心而已，要使他自己高于个所有人。但是我们的主耶稣降生，是因为他爱我们，他放弃了天上所有的这个辉煌，所有的这个荣耀，来作为一个农民的孩子，降生在我们这些受压迫的人的当中。
Isaiah 53 verse 3 foretells that the Messiah would be despised, rejected, and held in low esteem.
那以赛亚书五十三章三节就已经说，这弥赛亚来的时候呢，我们是不接受他的，我们是鄙视他的，我们是看不起他的。
Indeed, on that first Christmas, mighty Caesar Augustus had no room for Christ in any of the magnificent palaces throughout the empire.
那实际上也是这么回事，因为在这个耶稣诞生的时候呢，所有的罗马帝国的这些宫殿呢都不能耶稣基督都是不能去的。
Most of all, Augustus had no room for Christ in his heart.
那奥古斯都大帝他本人他心里面也没有一个愿意接受耶稣的这个心。
With so much pride and ambition, how could Augustus, who saw himself as a son of God, bow in humility before the true Son of God, Jesus Christ?
那他自己认为自己是一个是这个天子啊，是神，他自己有那么多的骄傲和野心，他怎么可能在真神面前来谦卑他自己呢？
How could he do so when the true Son of God looked so weak? So vulnerable, so humble.
我们这个真神，真正的万王之王，他降生了世界，看上去是非常弱的，看上去是不堪一击的，看上去是非常谦卑的。那这样一个人的面前，我们的奥古斯都大帝怎么能来到这样一个王面前来谦卑他自己呢？
Joseph and Mary obeyed the command of Caesar Augustus to report to Joseph's ancestral home to register for the census and to pay the tax.
那这个约瑟和玛利亚呢，他就服从了这个王的这个命令，然后就回到约瑟的家乡，然后去登记户口，然后呢这样子他可以付税。
The distance between Nazareth and Bethlehem was 80 miles, an extremely long distance for a pregnant woman to travel on the back of a donkey.
那这个从这个拿撒勒哈，然后到这个伯利恒呢，是相当于现在80英里，就是差不多120公里。那对于一个怀孕的妇女，骑着一头驴这样走这么长的路呢，实在是太长。
It's likely that Joseph brought Mary with him so that he could be with her in her moment of need when she gave birth to the child.
为什么约瑟去他的故乡的时候登记户口要把玛丽带着呢？因为这样子他可以在他生孩子的时候呢，约瑟可以对他有所帮助。
Perhaps he also wanted to spare her the ridicule of her hometown, for it's likely that everyone there gossiped about her premarital pregnancy.
那约瑟呢也下了决心，就是说要把他呢带出他的家乡，因为他家乡好多人呢已经在那里窃窃的私语说，这个女人怎么没有结婚就怀孕呢？
After they arrived in Bethlehem, the moment came for the child to be born.
等到来到了伯利恒的时候呢，这个孩儿降生的时候呢就到。
But even here in Bethlehem, in King David's hometown, where Joseph was surrounded by people like himself from David's family, the family that was expecting the Messiah to come from them, even there, there was no room for this child.
今天我们来到了这个，他来到这个伯利恒。这伯利恒呢，是大卫王的这个家乡。他所有大卫王的这个后人和亲戚都想。都是这样想说弥赛亚就是会从我们当中出来的可是真正的弥赛亚来到他们当中的时候呢他们却不容纳他
The town was filled with people who were also registering for the census who were also paying their tax
那整个这个大卫的故乡呢都是满了这个大卫的后人啊，他们也是来这个登记户口来付税的
Distant relatives would have opened their homes, welcoming in their visiting relatives, piling people in, trying to squeeze everyone into their small homes.
即使他们的家里的房子很小的话，他们这些人甚至把他们的亲戚，甚至很远的亲戚都会在家里来招待。
I know that some of you have homes overflowing with relatives this Christmas.
这个圣诞节你们当中可能有家里有很多来那个来的亲戚啊来跟你们在一起
Joseph would have first tried to stay with such relatives but when he couldn't find room there he kept looking
他一开始去的呢是去找一找他的这些亲戚可以让他们能够在那里待几天呢
He then went to the inn but not even the inn had room for his family
那这些亲戚都家里都不愿意接纳他，然后他就去这个旅店。那这旅店里面呢，也不愿意接纳他。
He searched and searched until finally he found a lowly stable where Mary could give birth.
他最后呢，找来找去，实在没有办法找到一个很这个低下的一个马槽，这样子这个耶稣这个玛利亚呢，可以来生这个耶稣。
I was once traveling through Central America from Nicaragua to a remote corner high in the mountains of El Salvador.
我有一次呢是在中美洲我从尼加拉瓜走到这个萨尔瓦多的一个高山。
Night had fallen and I arrived at a small village that was so small it wasn't even marked on the maps.
那黑夜已经降临那时候我到了一个很小的村庄这个村庄小到一个地步就是说在地图上你是找不到它的
The next day I was to meet my friend a missionary who was further up in the mountain
那我知道我第二天是要继续爬到高山顶上去会见一个我的朋友那个朋友是个传道人
But I knew I needed to stay here for the night
那我知道呢当晚呢我不能再走必须停留在这个村庄
As I walked through the small, dark, dirt avenues, looking for a place to stay, I could not find any hotel. I could not find any inn.
那我就在这个泥土住的这个很脏、很黑、很小这个街道上，我走了很久呢，就找不到一个旅店。
Finally, I asked someone on the street if they knew of a place I could stay for the night.
那最后呢，我到一个小房子，然后我就问他们说。哎，你们知道不知道有什么地方我可以在今天晚上来那个逗留一个晚上呢
？They brought me to a little house and they showed me a small guest room.
那他们呢就把我带到一个小房子，这个、小房子里面呢有一个很小的这个客房。
There was no shower. There was just a little wood stall outside, not far from the animals, with a large barrel full of ice-cold water that I poured over myself with a bucket.
那里是没有淋浴的地方啊，就是在门外呢，一个很小的一个木的棚。这个木的棚里面有一个很大一桶的那个冰冷的水。然后这个木棚呢，就离这个牲畜的这个地方不远。
As a weary traveler far from home, I was so grateful to have this place to stay.
那我那个时候呢，已经是很累很累，然后呢，我确实呢，心里也非常的感谢，就说晚上呢，可以有这个地方可以待一晚上。
The stable Joseph found may have been attached to a house or an inn. We don't know.
那这个马槽哈、啊，
It also may have been a cave.
其实这个也可能是一个山洞。
What we do know is that there, surrounded by the noises and smells of animals, the king above all other kings was born.
那我们所确知的就是这样，就是旁边在这样一个情况下，就是旁边都是那个牲畜的味道和牲畜这个叫吼的声音，然后我们这个万王之王呢就在这个地方降生了。
Mary lovingly wrapped her baby boy in the traditional swaddling clothes and then laid her son, who ruled the galaxies, in a feeding trough for cattle.
玛利亚就很疼爱她的孩子，把她这个刚降生的孩子包在襁褓之中，然后呢，这个孩子他虽然是统治宇宙的万王之王，但是这个时候呢，被放在一个
I believe that on this night, not even Caesar Augustus, far away in his palace, with all the cold power and might of Rome, was as happy as this humble family in a Bethlehem stable.
有这么大的权力，对别人有生杀之权，但实际上他却没有这个神圣的家庭这样的快乐。Joseph
and Mary welcomed the infant Jesus into their lives that night and experienced what I believe Caesar Augustus probably never knew, the love and the favor of God.
约瑟和玛利亚当夜 他们把这个主耶稣降生到这个世上来的时候呢，他们心里所充满的那个喜乐，是奥古斯都大帝永远也不会知道的。As
on that night so long ago, we live in a world that loves its Caesars, but has no room for its true king.
我们现在住在这个世界上，实际上我们也是崇拜他们的凯撒，但是不崇拜这个真正的万王之王。We
live in a world that marvels at earthly riches, power, and prestige. A world filled with people longing to be at the top, to rule over others, to exalt their own glory to the skies on billboards, across movie screens, and from corner offices.
我们这样一个世界，所有的人都崇拜这个财富，崇拜这个权力，然后我们这些，我们都想着要出名，要想在这个电影的屏幕上，还是我们做CEO在这个办公大楼里面最有权力的那个房间里面，我们要把自己的权力凌驾于别人之上。
We live in a world that cannot understand the humility and the love of Jesus Christ that motivated him to let go of the splendor and majesty of heaven, to humble himself by taking on human nature as a low and despised servant, and then to humble himself even more to the lowest point by dying on a cross.
耶稣基督在天上所享受的这个无比的荣耀，他愿意放弃这一切，倒空自己，取了一个奴仆的形象和人的形象，而来到世上，为了我们来死在这个十字架上。这岂是这个世界所能理解的？因为这个世界只知道这个财富和权力。Unlike
Caesar Augustus, our true king did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
跟这个所谓的天使这个凯撒大帝不一样啊，我们的这个真正的万王之王，他来到世上呢，不是为了这个被服侍，而是为了服侍人，而且要把他的这个生命作为一个活祭，为所有的人服务。
Our proud hearts do not know what to do with such humility and love, and so we commercialize it. We wrap it in a box, and we try to make a dollar from it.
我们这个人的这个骄傲的心呢，我们不懂得上帝对我们的爱，爱到一个地步来愿意谦卑自己。所以我们呢就把这个圣诞节呢把它商业化了，把它包在一个包里面，然后用来卖钱。
The humble Savior though can only be accepted by humble hearts that see the emptiness of Caesar's power, riches, and prestige, and that kneel in worship before Jesus Christ.
这个谦卑的救世主，我们怎么能够来接受他呢？如果我们心里面还是骄傲，我们自己心里面还是追求这个财富和权力的话，我们是不能接受他。我们自己心里也要谦卑下来，来跪在他面前，才能够接受我们的主耶稣。
This Christmas, Jesus is knocking on a door, but it's not a door to an inn.
那这个圣诞节呢，就是说耶稣呢，他也是来了，他来呢是在叩门，但是他叩门呢，这个门呢所通向的，它不是一个旅店。
It's a door to your heart.
这个门呢是要开向你的心门的。
In Revelation 3:20, Jesus says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me."
在那个启示录三章二十节里面是这样讲的：看哪，我正在门外敲门。如果有人听见我的声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我要跟他在一起，他也要跟我在一起吃饭。
Out of love, the King above all Caesars wants to come into your heart, transform it, and make from your broken life a beautiful palace in which he will live and be glorified.
他这样子来到我们面前，完全是因为为了我们的爱。他是诸天之高之上，所有万王之王，他来到我们这里面前的话，是要进入我们的心，这样子呢，来转变我们，使我们把我们这个罪恶的生活呢，变成一个主耶稣可以住在里面的一个美丽的宫殿。
He wants to clean out the false idols of your heart, such as money, grades, success, and he wants to take his place as the Lord and the Savior of your life.
他来到我们中间，要我们把我们心里面这些假神啊，通通的去掉。我们所崇拜的这些假神，譬如钱啊，譬如分数啊，譬如所谓物质上的成功呢，他都要把这些假神去掉，因为他要坐在我们心里的宝座上，做我们真正的王。
He's knocking at the door.
他在敲门。
How do we open the doors of our hearts to him?
我们怎么样把我们的心门向他打开呢？
In Mark 1:15, Jesus said, "Repent and believe."
在马可福音里面，这个第一章，主耶稣就说，要悔改，要相信。
To repent means to change direction.
什么叫做悔改呢？悔改就是在你这个整个人生当中呢，你要做一个很大的转变。
We had been following Caesar, lured by the power, the magic, the attraction of earthly success.
那我们迄今为止呢，是做这个世界上凯撒的这个奴隶的，因为我们所追求的呢，都是世界上的成功，权力，世界上的这个财富。
We're going this way, but then we hear Christ's call and we change direction.
我们向一个方向一直走，但是我们看到，我们听到耶稣的呼召的时候呢，我们就应该呢。转向了。
We let go of Caesar's empty, hollow dreams, and we devote our lives to following our true king.
因为这世上的凯撒的这所有的这些所谓的梦呢，都是那个空虚的，是没有不实在的，所以我们要把它放弃，然后呢，把我们的生命献给我们真正的王。因为我们每天都要把我们的信心放在主耶稣的身上。
We place our faith in Jesus Christ.
我们相信的只有主耶稣基督。
When we do so, something surprising happens.
当我们相信主耶稣的时候呢，就一件很奇妙的事情会发生了。
Instead of exalting us by giving us Caesar's gifts of riches, power, and prestige, our King gives us the gifts of the manger.
我们这个真正的王，这万王之王，他给我们的礼物，就是他在马槽中诞生的那一天所给我们的礼物。那这个礼物呢，是跟这世上的凯撒的礼物呢，是不一样的。
He gives us a humble heart.
他给我们一颗谦卑的心。
A servant's attitude.
一个奴仆的一个心。
A greater desire to bless others than to be blessed ourselves.
我们呢更愿意来祝福别人，我们更愿意来那个为别人服务。
A willingness to become nothing and despise in the eyes of the world so that we may be great in the eyes of God.
你想要在神的眼中显大吗？那你就在世界上呢，你就不能爱世界，因为你所做的事情呢，就反而会被世界所鄙视。
If anyone would come after me, Jesus said, let them take up their cross and follow me.
你要来跟随我吗？耶稣说，那你就背起你的十字架来跟随我。
This is a path of sacrifice, of service, and of suffering.
这条路呢是一条自我牺牲的路，是一条服侍别人的路，也是一条可能会遭受到苦难的路。
But it is also the only path in this world of real joy.
可是这也是这路上，这世上唯一能够得到真正喜乐的路。
In our scripture passage for today, we find a rich king and we find a poor king.
那我们今天念的这个经文里面呢，我们看见有一个很富有的君王和一个很贫穷的君王。
You probably know by now that the poor king is Caesar Augustus, who had all earthly power but missed the coming of the Savior.
到现在的时候呢，讲到这里，你应该知道，这贫穷的王呢是凯撒。他虽然在世上有很大的权力，但是呢，他没有接受救主。
Jesus would later ask a question, what does it profit a person to gain the whole world, the whole empire, but lose his soul?
耶稣也会这样说，说一个人就是赚得了全世界，丢失了他自己的生命，又有什么用处呢？
Exactly 2,000 years ago this year, on August 19th of the year 14 AD, Augustus died.
2000年以前哈，就是这个公元后14年8月19号的时候呢，这个凯撒奥古斯都去世了。
The mighty Caesar who ruled the Mediterranean region with an iron fist was probably poisoned by his own wife.
这个强大的凯撒王，他曾经统治整个罗马帝国，用一个铁腕来统治。但实际上他这个死呢，很可能是被他自己的太太呢所下毒的。
You see, they didn't have marriage counseling back then.
那个时候呢，他们没有那个婚姻指导。
400 years later, the city of Rome was sacked by invaders. The tomb of Augustus was broken open, and his ashes were thrown on the ground.
那400年以后呢，这个罗马城呢就被野蛮人所这个占领了，然后。奥古斯都大帝的那个坟墓呢，也被打碎了。
The man who had it all perhaps didn't have so much after all.
这个曾经拥有一切的人，他实际上所拥有的是什么也没有。
Three days after Christ died, his tomb was also broken open, but this time from the inside out, as the power of God raised him from the dead.
那在耶稣死后的第三天，他的坟墓呢？也是被打开了，他这个被打开不是从外面打开，从里面向外打开，那上帝的能力就使他从死里复活了。
Through his death and resurrection, Jesus Christ fulfilled the purpose for which he was born by paying the penalty of our sin and opening the way for us to enter the life and the love of God.
通过他的死和他的复活，耶稣基督就成了他来这个世上的目的，他这个目的就是要 为我们的罪付上这个罪的代价，然后给我们开一条路，能够得到这个重新得到上帝的爱和得到永生。
Someday, even mighty Caesar Augustus will bow his knee humbly before our true King on the day when at the name of Jesus every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
你知道等到那一天就像腓立比书所说天上地下和地底下的一切因为耶稣的名都要屈膝来崇拜到那一天的时候连凯撒奥古斯都大帝都要跪下来崇拜我们真正的万王之王。
This Christmas, royalty is in town.
那这个圣诞节呢我们看这个英国王家的人呢来到了纽约市。
The Caesars of this world are calling out to us, luring us with their wealth, their power and prestige, and telling us that there is no room for the Savior.
这世上的王都向我们伸出这个引诱的手说你们快来追求这世上的财富权力和名声吧因为你们的心里是装不下救主的。
At the same time, the true King, Jesus Christ, humbly knocks on the door of our hearts.
可是就在这同时耶稣基督他很谦卑的在轻轻地敲我们的心门。
Will you be drawn away?And distracted by the glitter, the glamour, the empty glory of Caesar.
这世上的凯撒的王的花花的世界，是不是会把你来引诱走呢？
Or will you humbly open the door of your heart to Jesus Christ and look to Him as the Lord and Savior of your life?
你还是会很谦卑的把你心的门，把你的心门打开。来接受耶稣基督做你的生命的个人的救主呢
Long ago on the first Christmas, there was no room for the true king in all of Caesar's mighty empire.
很久很久以前，在第一个圣诞节的时候，在整个罗马帝国，不愿意接纳我们的这位真正的万王之王。
And there's still no room today.
今天的世界人们还是不愿意接纳我们的主耶稣。
This Christmas, let's throw off the ambition, the pride of Caesar.
这个圣诞节就让我们把这世界上的野心和这世界上的这个今生的骄傲都把它除去吧。
And let us bow our hearts in humble worship before the true King who chose you and me instead of choosing earthly power, riches, and prestige.
让我们怀着一颗谦卑的心来到我们这爱我们的救主面前来跪下来敬拜他，因为他拣选了我们是因为了爱，而不是因为这世界上的这个权力和财富。
This Christmas, let us give Jesus all the room of our hearts, all the room, by humbly surrendering to Him afresh, committing to follow Him alone, and loving Him faithfully all of our days.
这个圣诞节就让我们决心，把我们全人都献给主耶稣，把我们全人都倒空，这样子我们就可以很谦卑地来到他的面前。来重新的把我们自己献给主耶稣，来把世界上的这些罪恶全部的倒空。
Let us pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Jesus, your love calls us this Christmas.
亲爱的主耶稣，你的爱在今天这个圣诞节的这个时候就向我们呼召。
It calls us to a path of humility and surrender to you.
它让我们走上一条谦卑的。来敬拜你的路。
Forgive us, Lord, for the times when we've been so attracted by the power, riches, and prestige of Caesar.
主啊，真的是饶恕我们，因为我们在以前太注重于这世上的财富。
This Christmas, we cast earthly things aside to bow before you and to become truly the people that you are calling us to be.
在今天我们就决意我们放弃这世上的一切的花花世界来到你的面前把我们自己献给你成为你 的子民。
We surrender to you and we love you.
我们把我们自己献给你，因为我们爱你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.